Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is one that's well overdue, and that's for dehydrating basil in the Ninja Foodie. Honestly, if there's one request I've had repeatedly saying, please can you show me how to do this, it's drying herbs using the dehydrator setting on air fryers. Our Ninja Foodie does it, so does the Power Air Fry Oven that we used to own, and so many other air fryers do it now as well. And it's just brilliant because you can grab your leftover fresh leaves, load them into air fryers, let the air fryer work its magic, and you come back and you've got dried herbs, or they'll be just dried leaves when you open the air fryer. You can pulse them with a blender and it looks like the same consistency of the dried herbs that you buy from the supermarket. It's just absolutely brilliant. And we've done a lot of dehydrated foods in the air fryer. We've done all sorts, really. We've done watermelon, which turns the watermelon like sweets, really, or as they call it in the US, candy, because it's just so different. And because it's taken all the water, you've just got the sweetness left from the watermelon, and it's lovely. So is orange slices, lemon slices, lime. We've done cucumber chips, we've done obviously the apple chips, we've done marshmallows, and there's just been so much fun doing all this dehydrating. And finally, the herbs are having their day. So if you are thinking about doing some fresh basil, or any herb for that matter that you want to convert into dried seasoning that you can use in your recipes, then it's really easy. And also, if you've bought a fresh basil plant for one recipe, you know those ones where you think, I'm going to waste the rest of this plant now. Well, what you can do with the rest of that plant, you can load it into the air fry basket, let it dehydrate, and then you've made use of it and you've got some fresh herbs to dried herbs to use. So, in a nutshell, it takes about 10 minutes to prep and about 3 hours to cook. And we used one fresh basil plant as an example to show you. You'll need an air fryer that has a dehydrate on it, such as the Ninja Foodie. You will also need a dehydrator accessory, so something with shelves that will fit your air fryer. You'll need some plastic mason jar to store your herb in once it's done, and some kitchen towel. So, remove the basil leaves from the plant and rinse them in some cold water. Then pat dry your basil leaves with some kitchen towel. I find that one sheet below and one sheet on top does the trick. Get out your dehydrator accessory and load up the shelves with fresh basil leaves. Start at the bottom and work your way up and clip each shelf into place as you do it. Once the dehydrator is full, then load into the Ninja Foodie. Place the air fryer lid down on the Ninja Foodie and set it to the dehydrator setting. Dehydrate basil for 3 hours at 55 Celsius or 130 Fahrenheit, or until the basil is like dried out fall leaves that you see in the park. So you kind of think autumn leaves that have come off the tree and are really, really dry, then that's the texture you're looking for. Then load into the blender the basil leaves and pulse until it resembles dried basil. Then load into an airtight plastic container such as a plastic mason jar and store in a cool place for up to a year. Though with us, we cook with dried basil so much that we're lucky if it lasts 2 weeks in our house. But you know, you might not use it as much, and it's just perfect for labelling up, having in your cupboard. And then you can say, I dried out that basil. Isn't that an amazing thing that I've just done? I haven't wasted my plant. It hasn't got just died and gone in the bin. I've actually properly made use out of it. And if you head over to recipethis.com, Search Basil, then you can find our recipe there for how to dehydrate, and you can see step-by-step photos and download a free printable recipe card as well. So it's just great for if you want to start dehydrating with the air fryer or the Ninja Foodie. Now do head over to recipethis.com and search Ninja Foodie Cookbook, because we've got a fantastic Ninja Foodie Cookbook that shares with you a lot of our Ninja Foodie recipes. It's updated yearly and it's just a fantastic read that you can follow along at home.